Yeah. Yeah, it goes like this right here. It's like, niggas always be hollering peace, you know what I'm saying? Peace, my brother, peace this, peace that, you know what I'm saying? But every time I try to get a peace of mind, niggas try to get a peace of mind. So I gotta grab my peace. It's the return of the gangsta.
Yo, are we live? Man,
telling
are
you,
we
pimp trick gangsta,
are we live, baby? We live now. Let's get it.
You got it. Well, we are live.
Everybody, welcome back to the return of Locks Talk Radio. I am your host, Kid Marshall. My co-host, Ashley, once again said, fuck me. So I am on the dolo tonight. I have a good friend of mine, Sean, my OG, my big homie. He gonna come and sit down with us, but of course he running late, and I would say a remark, but it might be deemed racist. So I'm gonna leave that alone. But first things first, I have to shout out my sponsors, man. I have to get this out the way. Not get it out the way like I'm trying to get through it, but I want to show some love to them because they show love to me. First sponsor would be Boys to Men Clothing Consignment Store, privately owned by my partner JP, man. Y'all don't know JP, man. JP is a big part of Locks Talk Radio. He more behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? He like the whole reason, you know, we still operating. So I think if he calls in, I need him to call in. If you listening, JP, I need you to call in. If he not listening, then, well, he sponsored the show, so he righteous don't have to call in if he don't want to, because he basically run the show. But all right, then. Other sponsor would be Sheer Simplicity in Delville, Alabama. It's a salon, barbershop. The salon is downstairs for the ladies and for the fellas. Hey, if you got that good hair, you need to get a wash, you feel me? And upstairs is the barbershop. You know, that's where the guys kick it, talk sports, hip-hop music, all that. Sheer Simplicity in Delville, Alabama, right in front of the Delville High School practice football field in them townhouses. Yes, sir. Okay, then. So, JP ain't calling yet. I want to get my dog on the air real quick so he can tell y'all about his business himself. But he has not called in yet. So, all right, man, we're going to have to keep it moving. We're going to have to keep it moving. First thing first on the agenda. I know y'all seen that Donald Trump won New York. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it, but goddamn it, he did it. So I feel like, I don't know, man. I feel like everybody nightmare is going to come true, man. Like everybody talking about they going to go to Canada and they going to go to Venezuela, they leaving the country. All right, cuz, you might have to be about that action if Donald Trump gets elected. You might have to be about that action because if he got New York, cuz, it ain't no telling what this man capable of. It ain't no telling what this man can do. And I ain't going to put it past him. I ain't going to test him. Look, bro, hey. Donald Trump, man, Locks Talk Radio support you, man. Oh, shit, all right. JP is on line one. Let me get my dog JP in here real quick. JP, can you hear me?
What's up, man?
What's good with you, JP, my brother, my brother?
Man, that's another good day, man.
All good. I already know. But look, man, you know, congratulations on beating your case. You are a free man now. You feel me? I just want to clap that up real quick. My dog is free. What did you hit the case with? What did you hit the judge with? A spin move or a euro step?
I hit it with a mean euro.
With a mean euro? Okay, my dog. Well, as I told everybody, you know, Boys and Men Clothing is consignment store. That's the sponsor of the show, the main sponsor of the show, the reason that we are still afloat as a network. So I just wanted to give you a little time to tell the people, you know, about your business and, you know, what they can see what's to come in the future. So, you know, the mic is yours, brother.
Oh, yeah, Boys and Men Consignment is going to be a place where just fashion for just men in general. As men, we don't really have a spot where we can go and get the latest trends for, like, the lowest prices. So that's why Boys and Men comes in. So that's what we're doing. We're doing consignment, and it gives the community a chance to make some money, too. So it's just some good stuff that we got going on. We got a lot of great designs, such as Michael Kors, Alexander McQueen, Polo Ralph Lauren, really, whatever the people bring to us at that high quality, that's what we selling. So Boys and Men Consignment, right now the website is still under construction, but it is coming soon. Probably the next time that Lock Talk is on, it will be up and running. So be on the lookout.
Okay,
for
then.
That.
Of course, of course. And look, I've seen some of the merchandise. You know, I've been to the store, June. Everything's getting set up. I've seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some nice stuff. But look, I got a question for you, JP. I got a question for you.
All right.
The first topic that we was going to touch on today was, look, I don't know, somebody wanted me to talk about what would you do if you had a time machine. Now, I want to hear your answer first because mine might blow your mind. Time machine, what you doing?
Time machine, what am I doing? I don't know, for black people, it's not too much for us to really go back to. Like, I'm not really a point in time. I'm trying to revert back. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, I don't really. Off the top of my head, I really
stupid.
Like, I can't really say, like, yeah, I would love to go back there. You know, America was great again back in the past. For who, I don't know, but, like, well, I do know, not for me. So I don't know. That's a perplexing question you'd have.
Oh, shit. I wasn't expecting that, man. I thought you was going to say something real. Like, I go back in time and, like, invest in an Apple stock or, you feel me? I'll tell you what I'd do.
Yeah, all that's real. That's real.
I'd be a millionaire for sure. This is what I'd do, man. And this might sound crazy, but it's my only chance to get glory. And I would be forever remembered. I would go back to, like, the 1920s, and I would become the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. Because, you know, back then, all them dudes fought, like, you know, put your dukes up, and they got their forearms facing you, and you know what I'm saying? I would just go around there, and I'm fighting hood style, you feel? I'm pap. I would up in the 20s. Hell yeah. I would, man, look, I would be like the white Floyd Mayweather of the 1920s. I'd go undefeated, cuz. And I'd go back to when the NBA first started. I'd be the MVP every year for like 20 years straight. I'd do that. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I would just be all around that dude. I would just, like, everything I could take advantage of in history, I would go back and do. Just so, like, they'd be like, damn, kid been around for 200 years. You feel like, damn, he been doing this shit since, golly. I'm like, hell yeah, bro, I can't die.
You might come across some trouble with the basketball tip in the 1920s, though.
Why? Okay. Why you think?
Yeah, I mean, rules was changing. You couldn't even dribble the ball back then. You had to pass it to advance. You couldn't even take those steps. The game was coming a long way.
That can't be true. You couldn't dribble? Well, send me in the 40s then. I'm going in the 40s.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to be able
like
to
right
dribble.
Right before Wilson Steel came on to the scene, the size is something that, you know, it's kind of uncoachable. You kind of got it or you don't.
Yeah, but I'm killing on the wing, though. You feel me? Guard play would be immaculate. Like, I feel like if I'd be like, I'd do what AI did to people at his side. Me and him the same height.
Okay, I feel it.
Yeah, that'd be me all day.
So you were introducing the scoop layup and stuff.
I'm introducing the floater, the Euro step, the spin move, the through the legs. I'm bouncing off people's head. Bro, I'm doing everything I can take credit for, man. Like, I will be the greatest. I will be on, like, I will be the GOAT. You feel me? And then they would talk about me like, oh, well, if he was in this era, he would still get buckets. And I would be that argument at the barbershop. That would be me.
Oh, man. So you saying you got more style than Pete Maravich?
I feel like me and Pete would be rivals. You know what I'm saying? I feel like me and Pete would definitely, we would be right. We definitely would go at it.
Okay. Okay, then.
I was just talking about Donald Trump when he won New York, man. I said if he win New York, anything possible, bro. Like, he can, I don't know, cuz. I feel like Donald Trump going to rule the world, man. He going to sell the company. Like, real talk, man. We in some trouble, man. Well, I'm not in trouble because I'm
really
going to get so white.
I'm
y'all in trouble. I'm going to get so white on y'all. Don't make no sense. Let them come question me.
Well, yes, I voted for Donald Trump wholeheartedly. Yes, I sure did. Silly. Bernie Sanders. Who voted for Bernie Sanders?
Oh, man.
Oh, let everybody know, man. We taking callers right now, man. Calling the show. If you got something you want to talk to us about, call the show, man. Let me know. I want to hear it. I want to hear your topics. I want to hear if you had an awkward situation that just came about. You feel me? I want to know everything. I want to know your personal business. I want to know petty business. If you want to, don't call the show snitching on nobody. But if you want to put somebody's business out, now is the time to do it, man. We condone all the dumb shit at Locks Talk Radio. I am your petty host, Kid Marshall. This is what we do. All right then, man. JP, I appreciate you rapping with me for a minute, dog. Appreciate everything you do for the show, big fella.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, if something else tipping your fancy, feel free to call back in. We're going to get you back on the show. We're going to get you back on the line.
All right, for sure, for sure.
All right, man, you're going to be the first one of the night. Don, get him out of here. Get him out of here, Don. Get him out of here, Don. Okay, look, next thing we got coming up is know your body, man. You gotta be one with your body. Since nobody called in with some topics, ain't nobody wanted to share no stories, I will share a story with you all. And it's a very personal story that comes from the heart. And I don't want anybody to judge me. And if the participating party in this story is listening, I can only apologize to you from the bottom of my heart. But I can't say that it won't happen again because I'm petty. And lucky for me, my family is petty as well. Okay, so this past April Fool's, I'm going to pause for a minute. I'm going to let some people laugh that already know this story because they know what I'm finna say. This past April Fool's, a family member of mine by the name of Precious thought it would be a fun April Fool's joke to pour Fabuloso cleaning solution in the Kool-Aid. She thought that shit would be hilarious. You know, it's, oh, yes, April Fool's, let's poison kid. Let's send them to the hospital. Fun shit, right? So she pours it in there, and I go into the kitchen, and I see a Kool-Aid jar sitting there with, shit, Kool-Aid in it. So you know me, I'm finna fuck it up. So I grab the Kool-Aid, pour a stupid-ass glass, and I take it to the head. I start chugging, boom, boom, boom. At that moment, I realized I fucked up. I started to get this weird, itchy, scratchy taste, and it was kind of like soap. And then as I drank it, I could feel it in my stomach bubbling. And, oh, man. PK, I see you on the line, baby. We're going to get to you in a minute, dog. I can't leave him with a cliffhanger. And so my stomach was Scotty Body for, like, the longest. So I'm ashamed to say I get to a lady friend of mine's house, and when I say know your body, you got to know your limits. I pushed the envelope, man. I got to the house, and, oh, bro, I started shitting up a storm, man. I can't lie to you, bro. Like, it ruined every possibility of me getting any sort of physical interaction at all. And my partner told me, stay home, kid. Stay home, bro. Your stomach bubbling. You got mud, but you feel me? Just parlay at the crib. But no, bro, I had to roll them dice. And me and that person haven't spoke since because, well, hell, I dropped a Nagasaki bomb in her bathroom. But, hey, we got PK on line one, man. PK on line three. We're going to get PK in here. PK, talk to me, baby. What's good with you?
What's going on, man?
Cuzzo, what's up, baby? What you got going, man?
Man, I just got out of work, but god dang, man. I want to talk about why it's okay for females to call each other bitches, but a nigga goddamn call a female a bitch, and it's the end of the world.
Oh, let's get it. Things are starting to turn up on Locks Talk. Let's get it. All right, let's keep PK on the line, Don. Let's keep him on the line, and let's add Kendra on line one. Let's add her to the talk. Let's see where this goes. Kendra, can you hear me? Kendra, hello?
Kid. Hello?
Kendra? No, she hung up.
Oh, I was going to say Kendra got a deep-ass voice. But all right. So, PK, you still there?
I'm still here, bro.
All right. Well, hell, let's get Adam on line two. Adam on line two. Throw him in here.
What up,
Adam,
kid?
You there, pimp? What up? What up?
What up, dog? Kid?
What up with you? I gotta hear this. Did you hear the question?
What's the question?
Man, the question was, why is it okay for girls to call each other bitches, but when a man call a girl a bitch, it's like World War III. Like, oh, hell no.
Man, well, this is Mr. MVP, but shit, you know, I call him bitch, by the way. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Hey, I don't care. I call it, hey, shit, I call him bitch. It's a free world. Anyway, kid, what's up, man? You told everybody you racist?
I told everybody I'm racist.
You ain't telling nobody you racist yet?
No, I ain't told them yet, man, because like 99% of my listeners are black and one of the 1% is Hispanic. So we might want to save that for another day. But, hey, we got Jessica on line one. I want to see what she has to say about this topic. Jessica, hey, you might have to get Adam out of here. Jessica, what's... Get him out of here, Don. Get Adam out of here, Don. Get him out of here. Trying to ruin my show. Jessica, line one, how you doing, baby?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Jessica, I need you to answer this question for me.
Okay.
Why is it okay for girls to call each other bitches, but when a man does it, it's just not the thing to do?
It's just a level of respect. A woman's going to say, if that's my bitch, I'm going to call my bitch because that's my friend. It's a different term. Like saying like nigger and nigga, it's different terms. If a dude call a girl a bitch, then he's more than likely he's calling her a bitch because of how she's acting, and she's acting out of her character, or she's acting in a bitchy way. But if a girl calls another girl a bitch and that's her friend, then she's just like saying, that's my nigga. Same way. Because people get offended when white people call black people nigga, but if a black person calls another black person nigga, oh, that's my nigga. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Do we still got PK on the line? PK, man, what's up? What you think about that, PK?
And that's real, I guess. You know, it makes sense when she put it in them terms.
But, hey, Jessica, say me and you are friends, right? And okay. I'm like, what up,
what's
bitch?
What's your nationality? What's your nationality, first of all?
Oh, first of all, my nationality is, I'm white. I'm a pale-skinned bandit, baby. So, like, yeah, what if I was like, me and you are friends, though, and I'm like, hey, bitch. What up, bitch?
Oh, honestly, me personally, I don't know how other girls will take it, but me personally, I wouldn't get offended. I don't get offended unless you're calling me a bitch with harsh terms. If you're calling me a bitch with harsh terms, then yes, I get offended. But if you're like legit, like saying, what up, my bitch, like, I promise you I wouldn't get offended. Because nine times out of ten, if you're offended like that, you're obviously gay. So if a dude asks, say, a girl, what up, bitch? He gay, so this is
how. Okay, so what if I say it like this?
No,
what if you like, what up, kid? I'm like, what up, bitch? You cool? Like, I dap you up like, what up, bitch? You
straight? That's totally different. Totally.
I can't do it like that. I can't do it on some smooth shit.
But if I am getting fucked and he's got his arm around me and he's saying, yeah, fuck me, bitch, then yeah, that's acceptable too.
So I can call you a bitch when we fucking?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. Okay. This is valuable information. You going to, hey, this
no,
shit going to turn on me, though.
Not everybody.
I'm finna say that shit going to turn on me.
Because
I'm going to get the fuck and be like, yeah, bitch. She's going to be like, hold on, what the fuck you talking to like that? Because I don't, you feel me? I don't mess around with.
Yeah.
Every girl I mess with real about that life. I feel like shit can turn for the worse fast for the kid. I feel like I'll be Scotty Body.
Yeah.
But Jessica, what's up, man? You ain't got no topics.
Yeah, that's what I actually call talk about. I need an answer question.
Talk to me.
If you guys can help me with this. Okay, y'all listening?
Okay, yeah, we listening. PK still on the line, so okay. I got help. We good.
Okay. All right. So, is this dude I go to school with, right?
Okay.
And he played basketball, and he is so-called, like, the Mac Daddy on campus and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. What school do you go to?
I would prefer not to relate that information because if I do, then everybody's going to know exactly who I'm talking about.
Okay. I already know who you're talking about, but let's keep going. Let's do this.
What school am I talking about?
Hey, that, if I tell you, the same thing gonna happen what you just said. So let's just keep it
right,
rolling.
You're right,
God,
you're
Mac
right,
Daddy
you're
on
right.
campus.
You're right. But anyway, so we are friends remotely, but not entirely. And he been trying to fuck, and I really don't want to fuck him. And it's like just me personally, like nothing wrong with him. I did hurt his dick was musty though, but that's not the reason why.
Bitch. I gotta know what school you go to.
No, I can't. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you. I cannot.
I remain anonymous. No. That's acceptable on Locks Talk
we
Radio. Oh, good.
But I will tell you it's a school in Florida.
Oh, it's in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, you safe then, man. I don't know about no damn Florida, man.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so he want to fuck, and it's just, I don't want to, and I want to be his friend because we are remotely, not really close friends, but we are remotely friends. And he got mad because I had sex with one of his other friends. And when I say he, like, legit hammered into me like we were even, like, dating. Like, I don't understand. This nigga, he be, like, saying, oh, my dick bomb, my dick good. You always go for niggas who ain't up to par. Why you talk to niggas who ain't even cute when you can be talking to me? First of all, I would talk to somebody who treat me with respect. If you don't treat me with respect, like how you're showing me right now, by you dissing other niggas and you talking to me crazy, that's reason enough right there is why I won't fuck you.
Okay.
So I just don't know why niggas gotta like hype up their dick so hard and why they just can't be cool and relaxed. And if a girl don't want to fuck you, like, chill the fuck out. Like, what's his problem? Like, what would you say?
And I see, let me tell you this right here, though. You feel me? I ain't that type of cat. You know what I'm saying? I'm that, you feel me? I ain't going to brag on nothing. You feel me? I'd rather just show you. And if you don't want to fuck with me, you don't want to fuck with me. I ain't going to press the issue. Because
yeah, see, that's his
somebody,
problem. He like getting mad.
Well, damn.
He
I can tell you this, though. I tell you this, I stay away from musty coochie, so I would advise you to stay away from musty penis.
See, thank you so much. Like, that's not, like...
Especially if it's musty for no reason. Like, what did you do?
Musty
you feel me?
For
like,
no damn reason. Like,
right,
so, like, anyway, so he is just straight up musty, like, for no damn reason.
Well, see, you need to stay away from him altogether because he clearly... doesn't possess the capabilities to be clean.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would tell you my professional advice would be don't fuck with musty penis because I don't fuck with musty cat. But, you know,
right.
Whatever floats your canoe, if you like, you know, that's what you into. Hey, you might try it. You might like it. You know, musty for them might not be musty for you. It's different levels of musty.
Yeah.
But, Jessica, I hope I helped you. I appreciate you calling in. Please stick around, listen to the rest of the show. But I got other callers I got to get to, Mama.
Okay, thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you too, Don. Get her out of here. Get her out of here, Don. PK, you still with me?
Man, I'm still here, bro.
Okay, then, cuz I'm still with me. Kelsey online too. We got Kelsey online too.
My nigga.
Kelsey. What is up?
So, y'all ready? But listen, let me tell y'all. First of all, ain't nobody go say bitch all the time like that. First of all, nigga is my word. If you my nigga, you my nigga. Boy, girl, black, white, fat dog, my little sister, you my nigga. I fuck with you.
Huh? Okay.
Out the window.
So you said first of all, like, so second of all, you got something else?
Trying to remember what it was.
Damn,
you know,
Kelsey, trying to remember.
Speaking of 420, y'all gotta have some gas. How y'all not listed?
You trying to get people indicted, and I'm not finna put up with this. You trying to get folks indicted on the show, Kelsey? You got one more try. You got look, man. You on strike two. One more thing. I'm gonna have Don get you out of here now.
Kid. All right, what's the
Kelsey.
Topic? I got
going
on today.
Don, get her out of here, Don.
I got my finger on the button. Here she goes.
Get her out of here, Don. I was just playing. Kelsey, if you're still listening, I love you, Kelsey. I was just being funny. But we do, unfortunately, have to take a little break. We're going to get into some music. Matter of fact, I got a little something for your mind. And the track is called
A Little Something for Your Mind. Something for your mind. Something for your mind.
That was Something for Your Mind by my bro Calvin Flowers. This is a personal track I like, so I wanted to let y'all hear and see what y'all thought. But we got Dramer here.
Yes.
Hey, Dramer.
Hi, it's Dreamer.
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, it's just a language barrier, probably a little, you know, a little technical difficulty. But thank you for calling Lost Talk Radio. What's up with you?
Nothing. I have a question.
I got an answer.
Okay, are you good with relationship advice?
Of course. I'm a pro. Let me stretch real quick. I don't want to pull nothing. Go ahead.
Okay, so my boyfriend's best friend, literally his best friend, is his best friend. They're like together 24/7. They live together and all that. But he's been texting me on some like OD shit, like how he want to be with me, blah, blah, blah. How do I tell my boyfriend that? Without him thinking, like, I'm trying to talk to his friend.
The best friend?
Yes, it's legit, literally his best friend.
Is trying to get with you. Is he trying to get behind his back?
I don't know. It's fake, I can tell you that. But I don't know what he's trying to do. But
Let me drop this on you. All right. Okay. You might want to... You got to talk to your boyfriend because, like, if he going behind his back... You know, for a woman, he'll go behind his back for some life or death shit. Like, I don't trust stuff like that. If you trying to hit my girl, tell me. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll just see how she respond to you. Let me know. Don't just try and get my gal behind my back. That's weird. That's shady. Like, why you hiding it for?
Yeah.
Unless they just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they got going, but I would talk to your boyfriend. You definitely got to tell him, like, man, look, what's up with your boys? Y'all trying to flip me or what is y'all doing? Because it could be they just, you know, trying to see if you cool with talking to both of them, then eventually end up flipping you. That could also be a possibility.
Well, he sure already knows that I'm not like that. We've been together for almost 2 years. So why would he try something like that right now?
See, and that's the conversation that y'all you would have to have with them. But yeah, that's weird. So what I'm interested, I'm curious, what do you say back to the best friend, like, when he keeps coming at you? How long has he been coming at you?
It's been like 4 days now, and at first I wasn't responding, like I wouldn't text him back or anything. And this morning I had went to their apartment because my boyfriend needed to use my car to get to work, so he dropped me back off at my house, and his best friend was like on the couch just staring at me, and I'm like, okay, this is so weird. And my boyfriend had no idea what was going on. I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. I was like telling him I'm ready to go, and he's like taking his precious time, and I was like so uncomfortable. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. People just stare at me because I don't like that shit. Like, what's up, Pim? What's the problem? Speak your mind. But or it could be. It could be like a test, like, hey, man, try and get with my girl. Let's see what she do type shit. Or it could be that the best friend's just like weird as hell, man. That's just some strange shit to do. I don't understand the logic in it. That's crazy. Then you live with them too? But, like, they live together?
Yeah, but I don't get it. Because, like, if he felt this way, why now, after almost 2 years of me being with him, he's doing something? So it might be a test. I'm not sure. But if it was a test, I don't think he would use his best friend who lived with him to, like, try to play me like that.
And see, yeah, that's weird. You know, I would dig deep and investigate into the situation. Let me ask you this. Have you ever done anything to the best friend to make him think it could possibly be any type of play like that?
No. He used to talk to my cousin.
So you ain't never sat on his lap or twerked on him at the club or nothing like that?
No, I don't even go to the club. But no, I didn't do any of that. I didn't give him any sign that he should try to talk to me. I didn't have him thinking I liked him or any of that. So I don't know where this comes from all of a sudden.
So this is just out the blue, random.
Yep.
Okay, well, like I said, I would just do, you know, what I advise to do. That shit, that's weird, man. He might want to look for a new roommate. Because it's, I don't know, that's just shiesty to me, man. That shit's crazy. Especially if it's behind his back. Now, if you come to find out that they was cool with the whole thing, if they was cool with it, and then, you know.
Yeah.
You going to whoop both of them?
Yes, I'm gonna fight both of them. Shit. If they play, if they trying to like trick me into some shit, I'm gonna beat their ass.
So if they try and flip you, you ain't going.
If they try to what?
If they try and flip you.
No.
You don't know what that means?
No. Where are you from? I have no idea.
Okay, if they try and have a threesome with you.
If they try to do what?
Have a threesome with you.
Oh, I'm going to fight him.
Oh, you're going to be mad. Okay, so that's the line. That's the line we're not going to cross. Okay, then. Well,
first of all, he already knows. If it's a threesome, it has to be two girls and one boy. I'm not
going
to have to.
Hey, well, Dreamer, you might need to. Look, man, my Snapchat's Kill Marshall, KIDMARSHALL. Some of my brothers might try and get at you, but it ain't gonna be no sneaky behind my back. They gonna be like, bro, I'm finna try your girl, and I'm be like, all right, try it, see how she respond to you.
Nah, I'm 100% unavailable.
Okay, then. Well, if that changes, you know, we every other Wednesday. I want you to call back next show, and I want you to let me know what happened. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right, ain't no problem. Don, get her out of here. Get her out of here, Don. All right. Hey, everybody. My co-host for the day, Sean, showed up fucking 40 minutes late. But look, hey, man, it's cool. We going to keep it rolling. I ain't going to talk about you.
Man,
you
better late than never at all, bastard. Man.
I mean, you was cutting the car close to never. You almost made never happen, man.
Okay.
All right. So, look, since you're here, I want you to – you got a business venture that you're trying to – pop off. What is it?
All right, all right. But everybody out here, man, you know,
okay,
you got to be tired of these folks with their pets, man. This shit is disgusting. You know it's disgusting. I know it's disgusting. We all know that it's bad, man. I mean, they dressing them up like people, and you beating these animals' ass trying to make them be something that they not. Like, a dog is a dog. It should be able to shit and piss wherever it goes. Like, I mean, don't bring it in your house. I mean, if it's a naked asshole you want to see, for the men out there, that should be your woman's asshole. For the ladies out there, that should be your man's asshole.
Nah, it should be your lady's asshole. My gal ain't looking at my asshole.
Well, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, man. I mean, you shouldn't want no dog's asshole or no cat's asshole just out.
All right, so what's your solution to this?
My solution is midget pet. Midget pet, little people is the solution, because
you're gonna sell midgets.
No, they're gonna sign a waiver. See, what we need is we need all midgets with low self esteem.
Michi, we're gonna get to you in 1 minute, cuz. 1 minute.
Little people who don't wanna be little, you know, they got low self esteem.
Okay, so you gonna mind fuck midgets into being somebody's pet.
No, they already don't want to be a midget.
So they want to be
they don't, they got no goals.
So what would be like, what would they do with these midget pets? What's like the duties of
Okay, the same thing as a regular dog or cat or whatever. Like, you
put it on a leash and walk.
None of that, man.
Seems degrading.
Unless your midget pet is down for shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But what you can do though, like, okay, you can't fight dogs. What happened?
No midget fights.
What happened when
what
you fight
a
dog?
What if I have
a
midget and you get a midget?
Then we can fight them.
We can have them fight.
Because that ain't against the law. But
I
you
might
can't
get me a
but
midget
you can't because. Fight a dog, right?
Yeah.
You can't fight dogs. You go to prison.
For sure.
But so I can have my little midget wrap his hands up,
and we can,
he can
have
put some
midget
glass on the end of his hands.
Damn.
Like on Bloodsport, your little midget can get brass knuckles, and
I'm going to have to get a strong midget. Okay.
You can train him.
Hey, we got Michi on line one. Michi, you still with us?
I'm still with you, man.
Me too. What up, man? That boy from Loxley, man. He from the Locks, man. He know what the show's about. What up with you, boy?
Not much, man. You know, I hear y'all talking about this midget talk.
Yeah, you gonna buy one?
What you think about it, bro?
How much?
Well, actually, to rent the midget, see, we still building this thing, man. Like, it's not concrete yet. We actually haven't found midgets with low enough self-esteem to, like, get on board with this. But it's in the works, man. We working on it, but... Like,
so y'all gonna have like varieties of midgets. Y'all gonna have black, white, Asian.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah. We going without all question. The way, without man. We doing everything, man. We going all the way with the midgets, dog. I mean, do you see how you the upside of having a midget is you can leave your crib, man. You can go and party. If somebody break in, guess what, man?
The midget.
Ain't
though.
Nobody gonna be looking for a midget, man. I'm saying, man, he be in the dark hiding, pull the gun on him.
My midget gonna have that pistol.
Yeah, I'm saying, man, and be dialing 911 while you out doing your thing, man. A dog can't do that, bro.
A guard midget.
Yeah, that's right. A dog can't do that. I don't care what you trying.
I'm buying one. Fuck it. I'm buying one. I want a little Mexican midget, bro.
This shit sound legit.
That motherfucker gonna be out there cutting the grass, boy.
I'm putting my midget to work.
Midget said it sound legit.
But what I'm saying is, man, look, dog, you ain't gotta pay it. You feeding it. You clothing it.
Room and board.
This dog, it ain't a slave either. It's not. It's a pet.
Okay.
It's a pet midget, so we get to raise it.
You know what? Now you're going into a different avenue. Now you're going down a different avenue. Now if you want to get a baby midget, we can work that out too.
We can't sell baby midgets, guys.
Look, a baby midget is called a midget midget.
Okay.
When you smaller than a midget, you gotta say it. It's,
no, Meechie, you cannot raise the midgets. The midgets gonna be anywhere from 40 to 50 years old.
No,
already.
No.
Gonna be
no,
old midgets.
No,
old
over there.
No,
man,
no, no.
Gonna
no.
Gonna
midget with his whole life ahead of him to sign up for some shit.
Dude,
like that.
They don't. What I'm trying to tell you is they don't want
to. So you
be
gonna go
midget.
To like psychiatry offices and just chill and wait for a midget?
No,
to pop
man,
up.
We got the ad in on the Craigslist.
Okay.
No self esteem midgets need only apply.
Need only a play.
I mean,
stupid.
You can't have esteem. You can't
I mean,
have self esteem.
Man, it's either
going to
be $1 million lawsuit or $1 million business idea.
When Kanye and Kim get one, it's going to be on and cracking, baby.
Okay.
We're going to be in.
Meet you, dog. Anything else you want to say before we take this next break?
Hey, man, 96464 all the way, Lost Town, nigga.
Okay, then, my dog. Don, get my dog out of here, man. All right, y'all, we finna go into this next little musical break. It's a track by Nick Grant called Trouble. Want y'all to check this out real quick, man. It's dope music. Spin that, Don. Everybody, welcome back to Locks Talk Radio. Yes, we are in an undisclosed location in Alabama right now. All right, then. So what we got?
Hey, man, I got a question for you.
What's up?
If Mary is Jesus' mama.
Right.
And Jesus is the Lamb of God.
Okay.
Did Mary have a little lamb?
Is that where that came from?
Did that song come from that?
I feel like that's where that came from.
I was just wondering.
The wordplay is immaculate.
Mary did have
a little lamb.
Mary had a little, the lamb was Jesus.
Mary had a little, which read me the thought, dig this. Okay. All right, so put yourself in Joseph's shoes real quick.
Okay.
What if your gal come home and she like, baby, God got me pregnant. What's your response?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, she just comes on, hey, baby, you getting off work, you know, you putting your work boots up and all this, and you just want to see your gal. Hey, baby, I'm so happy to see you, baby.
God?
God got me pregnant.
Okay. How would she know it was the Heavenly Father?
And see, you don't know. I guess with faith, I don't know. You know why?
Did he come to her in a cloud of smoke, or was the bush on fire and it wasn't burning?
I wasn't there. I don't know how. You know.
Oh, what would I do?
Well, yeah. What would you do if you?
I want a DNA.
You want a DNA test?
I want a DNA.
Oh man!
I want a DNA.
You just see God sitting there in the office waiting to take a DNA test.
I told you I wasn't the father.
Man, that babe ain't mine. What if God disowned you, God?
Oh, like, you may not get a chance to get in.
Hey, if Mr. MVP Ralph is still listening, I want him to call in right now because I feel like this is his area of expertise, man. I feel like. This is what Ralph lived for right here, man. I don't even know if he's still available, but if not, we just gonna keep it rolling. But yeah, I'd ask some questions.
What questions would you ask if it was your girl?
I would ask if she's been drinking Fabuloso and the Kool-Aid again, like if she's been mixing it together, because that's some weird shit to say. I would think that you're under some sort of influence, you know, chemically.
Definitely.
I would ask that.
How high are you? Like, really?
How high are you for you think God got you pregnant? And then, like, I'm just going to tell her, look, baby, we're going to have to go to the church, get, you know, might have to get, like, an exorcism done or something. We're going to have to go to a professional.
I mean, all the women on the planet Earth.
And God wanted to choose my gal.
Pick your girl.
Nah, like, for real, though, bro. Like, man. I guess
you could feel good about that. I mean, if somebody gonna impregnate your lady.
But you're gonna feel good and salty at the same time. You're gonna be like, oh, my lady was chosen by God. You know, what was y'all ladies chosen by? And then it's gonna be like, well, damn, now.
Did you have an orgasm?
you can't. All right, look, man, we got Ralph. Ralph on 9-1. Ralph, man, you gonna close the show. Talk to me, boy.
Hey, bro. If I go home, bro, if my girl talking about some God got me pregnant on Jesus, she going to see her baby daddy. She going right there to see her baby daddy. I'm not playing like that. You're going to see your baby daddy. It's God, bro, for real. He blessed me with a living inch. I know this nigga slanging. For real. God slanging, nigga. You can't compete with that. He blesses you. You can't compete with that. Damn,
that's rough.
Hey, Joseph, God hold Joseph. He got Joseph bit pregnant. You feel me? And Joseph ain't never touched the cat.
Didn't even smell it.
And then they tried to phone Mary.
He didn't even get to put his finger on it, then smell his finger.
Okay, look, we got time for this last thing. Ralph, stay on the line real quick. We got time for this last thing. We got 2 minutes left on the show, but I want to talk about this. How do you tell your sexual partner, if you're a man, how you tell your girl if her cat stink? I want to know, how do you tell her? How do you tell her, Ralph?
I'm going to go ahead and punch in the forehead. I ain't got time to play with that. You can't stink. You don't care what I think.
Okay, Sean, what you doing?
I'm just gonna be a G. I'm old. I'm just gonna tell her.
You just gonna tell her.
I'm just gonna.
I tell you what I'm gonna. This is what I'm gonna do.
Mad.
All right, look. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna finger her and I'm gonna wipe my fingers on her upper lip and just look at her and see what she do.
You know that's your standard.
And if her face scrunch up, I'm just gonna be like, yeah, I know.
How you think I feel?
Yeah, that's you. That's you. That came out. That's you. Oh man. Well, Ralph, man, you got to be the last one. The show's ending, so I gotta get him out of here. Don, get my dog out of here. All right, everybody, I want to thank everybody that called in. I want to thank everybody that listened in. I want to thank my sponsors, Boys the Men Consignment Store, Sheer Simplicity Barber Salon. I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart, man. This couldn't be possible without y'all. Sean.
Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. Catch y'all not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. Station 2, 6 p.m. on BBS Radio Network. This is Locks Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kia Marshall.
This is Manum.
We out, man.
Peace.
We out. Take us out, Don.
I'm just a